Most of us know the drill. You go up to one of those green parking meters on the street, put in your change or a credit card, and you get back a little sticker for your car window. Those machines brought in $37 million last year, but the city says they're 10 years old and it's time for a change. Mike Esty runs parking for SDOT.
We certainly receive feedback from the public throughout the year about how well things are working or not working out there.
The screens are too hard to read. They take a long time.
They can't communicate and process transactions as quickly as newer technology and as fast as we like them to be able to for customers.
We've all been there, right? It's raining, you put your card in, you select the amount of time you need to park, and then you wait. And wait. And wait. The city hopes one of seven different meters it's testing will give customers a better experience. And to give these things a try, I've recruited two of my colleagues here at KPLU, Florangela Davila.
Hi, Ed.
And Gabriel Spitzer.
Hello.
Okay, so to make this interesting, we're calling it the Parking Meter Olympics. We're each going to pick a machine at random and see how long it takes us to pay for parking. So, here we go, to the streets.
Okay, I'm pulling up to 4th between Blanchard and Lenora.
I'm parked here at 4th Avenue and Lenora.
Turn off my car. And ready, set.
All right.
Here I go.
Here we go.
Go. Okay, I'm coming up to the machine here. It's gray.
All right, it's a little machine. It's not green like the other ones. It's kind of gray and really wet.
Whoa, this thing has got like a full keyboard on it, like a QWERTY keyboard.
Okay, sticking in my card.
Put in card to start transaction. Okay, here we go.
Validating card.
Card has been read. Out comes the card.
There's a button here that says more time. I'm going to go up to an hour.
Now I got to figure out how to up my time here. Plus.
30, 36, plus. 42, 48.
So you have to press 1, 1 hour for $2.50.
I'm pushing the green check mark because I'm done.
And I'm approved. It's printed my receipt.
I don't have to get a sticker, which is nice because that always takes a while to undo.
Peel adhesive backing peel.
I'm going to put this in the car. On the dashboard, this side up, and close the door.
I'm in.
And I'm done.
Done.
And it's over.
Florangela used the Digital Luke 2. Gabriel tried the Parkeon Stratapal, and I used the IPS Freedom Machine. Our times stretched between a minute and 20 seconds and a minute and 52. And those times are marginally faster than the old green machines, but the city says the upgrade in technology is major and will pay for itself in a couple of years. Oh, and if you're wondering what the podium standings are in our Parking Meter Olympics, I'll say that Florangela Davila took home a very respectable bronze, leaving it to Gabriel Spitzer and me to compete for the gold. Who won? Well, modesty forbids. Ed Ronco, KPLU News.